Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Many reports of world milkweed have come in, raising concerns from producers about livestock safety and forage quality. Nebraska Extension educator Ben Beckman talks about how milkweed is generally a beneficial plant, especially for pollinators, but can be a serious problem for forage.
World milkweed's a native plant here in the state, and so I don't want anybody to take this article and decide that all milkweed needs to be totally eradicated across the entire state, because that's not the point of this. You know, it has a definite place in our ecosystems and can be a really beneficial plant for pollinators, and just in our native systems for wildlife and things. But it does have some drawbacks that we need to be aware of. And so it's one of our more toxic plants that is found across the state. For some reason this year, at least on the eastern side of the state here, it seems like it just hit the window perfectly to have kind of an explosion of it. The kind of dry start to the spring, and then rains came just as the milkweed was, I guess, germinating and starting to grow for the year. Just seems like we have a huge flush of it that gotten some calls in. If you look at the toxic dose for it, when we've got in the article here, it's as little as 0.1 to 0.5% of body weight can cause mortality in animals for consumption. And I think for sheep, it's the 0.1, or it might even be a little bit lower than that. It's one of those that has a little bit of difference depending on the species consuming it. And so exactly like you said, if it's in a grazing situation, most times, unless there's nothing else to eat, animals are going to avoid it. It's when we get it into hay and we've got it wrapped up in a bale and animals aren't able to sort, that's when we start to really run into issues. You know, and so the biggest thing is just knowing if you've got a possible issue with it in the hay field. You know, if you've got some bales from an area that you've got, maybe we've already mowed it and we've got some milkweed that's regrown in there, or there's a really heavy patch next to that, you know, going through those bales before you feed them out, try to identify. And if we've got some heavy presence, you know, find an alternative for that. If you're bringing hay in from somewhere, make sure that it's a trusted source. Again, inspecting it, a lot of it's going to be avoiding the problem before it becomes an issue, because once we get to the point where we've got consumption, that dose is so small, you know, there's really not a treatment. Once we've got clinical signs, things are going to go downhill pretty quickly. You know, we're getting at the point in the year, the fields that I've been to that had heavy presence, we were out at the beginning of August, and even then we were already seeing seed pods set on some of those. So how the plant kind of flowers, it has not a true flower spike, but it kind of has a column of flowers, and the lower ones go first. And so there might be some seed pods that are setting on lower on in the plant while we still have fresh new flowers at the top. And so at this point, if we've got seed pods already set, you know, we can do an herbicide application. The issue is that it's still going to just dry down. And if those seeds are viable, they're milkweed seeds, you know, that pod's going to open up and they're going to go with the wind. So a lot of times it's getting out there, scouting early, trying to get, you know, application on it early on in the spring, prevent any seed set if we have things like that. Can hit it here in the fall. You know, in some of these really heavy cases, we had the producer go out and just do some mowing, you know, just with a rotary mower, and just get those areas knocked down so that way we didn't have seed set. And then they're going to come back here probably about now and try to do a herbicide application and get that new growth and try to knock it out of the hay meadow specifically at this point. Like I said, in grazing pastures, a lot of times, you know, it's not necessarily something that we have a lot of concern about unless we're overgrazing. But if we've got it in the hay meadow, you know, trying to get that controlled is going to be important.
Today's program was a portion of an interview taken from the Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.